Avocado Woo Woo by Tin Men. Congratulations if you came up with an avocado. Good morning to Bob and Swickley. Good to have you aboard. And without further ado, and with apologies for a little delay, I want to get to artist Zim Zayed, who's with us. Zim, are you there?
Hey, Larry. How's it going?
Good, thanks. It's good to talk to you. And thank you for hanging on. I was talking with another listener and wanted to just finish that chat. And you have a number of works that are up. We linked to your page over at Boxheart Gallery. But before we talk about that, I'd like to learn about the Pittsburgh Solidarity for Change mural. Just more about the project and how folks can engage with it.
Of course. So we did that project in 2020. It was a citywide project. It wasn't just my mural. I think there were 75 artists and 75 murals. It's getting a little blurry now because it's been a couple of years, but I believe that was the case. You know, there are a lot of great local artists who worked on these murals, and they're all around the city. There's a ton downtown and then the Strip District, and there's a central theme and messaging to the murals. The project manager, he was very passionate about anti-gun violence. So one of the things we did was we started all the murals with orange paint, and because the color represents this messaging for anti-gun violence, and then the second aspect of the project that I thought was really cool was we all, like, every single one of these murals had a day where we had the community come out and paint messages that went underneath the mural that were still visible, and they're still visible from my mural.
Yeah, I'm looking. It's a mural. In this case, it's John Lewis is the centerpiece of it. And there's a QR code that will get you to a narrated piece by Paradise Gray, hip-hop legend who is here locally in the Pittsburgh area. And
it's I got to meet Paradise, and that was pretty cool. Founder of One Hood.
Yep, Paradise is an amazing man who a lot of folks don't know. Paradise is right here in Pittsburgh. The mural's gorgeous. It's on Locust, right? Is that the street?
Yeah, on Locust Street, 1850 Locust Street.
1850 Thank Locust you. Street in Uptown. And we've linked to it. You can get a good look at it. And over at Boxheart Gallery, you also have a lot of work on display right now.
Nicole and Josh, they run Boxheart Gallery, and I love them. They're really cool. They're really cool people, and they have great taste. And I have a couple of pieces up there right now. I'm hoping to get a few more up soon, maybe. Or we have a contract, so I switch out paintings with them from time to time.
There's a portrait of Batman that's there I'm looking at. And the one called Wage, that's gorgeous.
Thank you.
Are these, it's hard to tell sometimes looking at the images online, but I'm guessing these are oil, am I right, or acrylic?
They're mostly acrylics. Wage is acrylics and oil. I like to do a little mixed media work mixed paint work from time to time because it really gives you different textures, and I really love playing with the different kind of textures that you can put up on there.
Gosh, these are beautiful. I would really recommend you're looking at these Zim's work up at boxheartgallery.com. Just click on his name. Well, I'm glad we could talk. Was there anything else you wanted to mention that's going on?
That painting, Wage, is going to be at the AAP, the Associated Artists of Pittsburgh, new member show. So if anybody's around for that, feel free to drop by. I think they're open to the public, and there'll be snacks, I believe.
Excellent. And is that show, do you know when that is?
You know, it's sometime in late July, maybe early August. I'd have to look through a lot of emails to look at it. But yeah, if you guys want, if anybody wants to see my work, box art or on my website, and I'll definitely post it about it on my website when the show comes up. So maybe check out my website sometime, and you might see the show details.
I'll see if I can find out more information too, and relay that. Thanks so much, Sim. It's good to talk with you. Take care. Bye bye. That's Zim Zayed, and you can catch out his work. I'll see if I can find out the information about the Associated Artists show that he just mentioned. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIU PFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
And streams. Here's to the hopes and dreams of America. And here's to the city streets, pumping the pulse and beat to America. Here's to the farms and towns, the sights and sounds. Here's to the ups and downs of America. Here's to the tried and true, the red, the white, and the blue of America. Here's to the silver screen, uh-oh, the music scene in America. Here's to the arts and crafts, people who make us laugh in America. Here's to the song, the dance, true romance, all those who take a chance in America. And here's to the people too, whose dreams have all come true in America. Ooh, yeah, 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 yeah. Here's to the working man, doing the best he can in America. And here's to the families living like refugees in America. Here's to the very young, the very old, and terribly left in the cold in America. And here's to the precious few caring about them too in America. Here's to the so-called kooks, known as the anti-nukes in America. And here's to the peaceful souls working for gun control in America. Here's to the blood, the sweat, the tears of fear. Here's to the volunteers of America. And here's all of you doing what you can do in America. Yeah.
The Saturday Light Brigade, that is the group known as Aztec Two-Step, and we're moments away from the Sound Hound coming by, giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. If you were with us the last hour, we mentioned a show at the Associated Artists of Pittsburgh. You can go to aapgh.org, aapgh.org, for additional information about that show. And good morning to Ralph. Nice to chat with you. I just sent you an email a moment ago, and I think I've acknowledged everyone we've heard from recently. Linda, thank you for your note. I missed saying hello to you. A quick note that if you missed last week's live segments with Emily Pinkerton of the Early Maze, Morgan Hawkins of Renaissance City Choir, and Bridgeville and South Fayette librarian Kathy Lowry, they're available on demand at neighborhoodvoices.org.
Happy 4th of July!
Well, we are ready for the Sound Hound to make his appearance. There he is. I know. Fireworks and the Sound Hound don't always get along, but we'll do our best to sort of keep him quieted down a little bit. I can't really blame him. It gets kind of loud with the fireworks. Let's see if I can get the sound away from the Sound Hound. Oh, there it is. Easy. Got it. Here it comes, today's sound. Listen very carefully. Four, one, two, two, hundred, five, nine, seven, five, to take a guess. Here it is again. Four, one, two, 205975, if you would like to take a guess as to the sound that the Sound Hound found for this week. We're going to give him a little kibble, as you guess. Good luck. 412-200-5975.
Far between sundown's finish and midnight's broken tone, we ducked inside the doorway, thunder crashing. Majestic bells and folds struck shadows in these sounds, seeming to be the chimes of freedom flashing.
Flashing for the warriors whose strength is not to fight. Flashing for the refugees on the unarmed road of flight. For each and every underdog soldier in the night. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing.
Even though a cloud's white curtain in a far-off corner flashed, and the hypnotic splattered mist was slowly lifting. Lights still struck like arrows, fired but for
searching ones on their speechless seeking trail. For the lonesome-hearted lovers with too personal a tale. And for each unharmful, gentle soul misplaced inside a jail. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing.
As we listen one last time, and we watch with one last look, spellbound and swallowed till the tolling ended.
Tolling for the aching ones whose wounds cannot be nursed. For the countless confused, accused, misused, strung out ones and worse. And for every hung up person in the whole wide universe. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing.
Well, we had one right answer. We also had somebody guessing a old-fashioned lawnmower, a manual lawnmower. That's not the sound. Here it is one more time. Four, one, two. 200-5975 to take a guess. Dylan and McKee's Rocks, good morning to you. Nice to have you along with us. And Dylan thought it might be a washboard. That's not the correct answer. Sharon thinks it might be a key wound toy. That's not it. And Roz thinks it sounds like a ratchet wrench removing a bolt. It does sound like that. That's not it, though. Here again. The sound, it's almost always used indoors. There's a hint. Good luck. There's True Emmett's and Freedom Ride. And you heard the Birds and Chimes of Freedom before that. Our number is 412-200-5975. Lots of correct Sound Hound answers. Zach just came up with it. And Sarah and James in Shippensville came up with the correct answer. Good morning, Sarah and James. Well done. And noted that in addition to being indoors, you often will hear this sound when dining in a restaurant. Indeed, you will. A correct answer also from Jim in Crafton Heights. Linda thought it might be a pepper mill. It does sound a little bit like that. It's not an old-fashioned lawn mower. Tommy got the correct answer. Dylan had guessed a washboard. Last call now. Here again is the sound. Any ideas? We'll give you just another few seconds to come up with it while I remind you that Ms. Freddy's band is going to be opening up our solar concert series this year. It starts on Thursday, July 7th, and we hope you'll join us for Miss Freddy's Home Cooking Band, a mix of gospel, blues, classic rock, country, and more, all at Buell Community Park. July 7th, it starts at 12:15. You can see the complete schedule at slbradio.org. And I hope I'll get a chance to see you there. Bruce just came up with the correct answer and mentions they're often found at Eden Park. The correct answer is a manual carpet sweeper, also called a hokey in certain circles. It picks up the crumbs. Where they go, nobody really knows. Thank you, Soundhound. That was a very good sound for today. We'll give the Soundhound a little water. We give him water all the time anyway, but just to thank him for his work this morning. Thank you, Soundhound. Now it's time to make a trip to the world of Ibsen. And Katie Brooke is here from Quantum Theater. The Cherry Orchard opens up July 8th. This coming Friday, runs through the 31st in Hazelwood, One Valley at the Roundhouse. Hi, Katie. How are you?
Hi, I'm well. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. Tell us a little bit about the production, the thing about Quantum Theater that folks might still not know after all these years is you never know where it's going to be. A big part of the experience is this site that is used to present the production, and you've got a good one this year in Hazelwood.
That's exactly right. So Quantum Theater has been around for a long time now, and one of the amazing things that they do is seek out locations all over Pittsburgh to present their work. And this time we get to be down, like you said, down by Hazelwood, and it's near the Hot Metal Bridge. It's a location called One Valley, and it's actually used to be a roundhouse. So it's an old sort of abandoned roundhouse that's been converted, and it's on the riverfront. It's just a stunning location and pretty convenient, too.
It is a beautiful location. I've had a chance to be in that area. And can you describe the production a bit, sort of to whet our appetite? People might remember the Cherry Orchard from English class, or
absolutely.
That's a play I know I read years ago.
Right. I think a lot of people read it, you know, in high school or college, or maybe had to do scenes in their drama classes. But it's not a dusty old play. It's a wonderful play. It's considered sort of Chekhov's greatest play, and it's an important work of modern drama and all these heavy things. But it's really funny, too, and we're having a blast working on it right now. It's, you know, like a perfect mix of heartbreaking and comedic, and there's a beautiful cast of actors working on this production. So it should be a really, you know, enjoyable, exciting experience. And, of course, we're going to be outdoors, so that adds so much to the... you know, the live theatrical experience of it.
Now, by the way, I should note that Kitty Brook is the director of the play. And in looking at the play at quantumtheater.com, I noted that it's a new version by Libby Apple. So
yeah.
Has the play been updated, or can you tell us a little bit about her take?
Yeah, I can. I mean... The way many of these sort of updated work versions of old, you know, non-English plays work is that they're not always very radically updated. So, but subtly and made sort of better for contemporary ears, I would say. And so this is an example of that. It's a beautiful translation, a very, you know... accessible for the actors, easy to listen to, I think, but not so different from whatever your impression of The Cherry Orchard might already be. Libby Apple was a, you know, is still alive, but was a wonderful theater director and translator, translated many Chekhov plays, and has a special connection to Quantum Theater by way of Carla Boos, who, of course, is the artistic director of Quantum. And so I feel very lucky to be working on this new translation. It just makes the work easier. It makes it feel fresh. But like I said, it still is The Cherry Orchard. We're not doing a radically different version.
And Carla's in the cast for this one too, I see.
That's right, and she's phenomenal in it.
Oh, that's terrific. Carla is Quantum Theater's founder and visionary who has just been a stellar leader for all these years. Now, The Run has a lot of special shows that would be hard to mention in detail, but literally every night has something special going on during the entire four-week run. And quantumtheater.com has all of the details. There are opportunities to eat with our friends at Sprezzatura. There's Q&A nights and all sorts of specialty nights. So you can learn more at Quantum Theater's website. I wish you the best for a great run. I'm so glad you could join us today. Anything else you'd like to mention about the show?
That's it. I'm glad you mentioned the special nights. I think it's going to be really magical. And please go to the website and you can check out all of the things we're talking about. And I guess I'd like to just say again, you know, we're opening in a week and quite excited. It's going to be ready for the month of July, so please come out.
Thanks so much. We're glad you could be with us today. That's Kitty Brook of Quantum Theater. The Cherry Orchard opens July 8th at One Valley at the Roundhouse in Hazelwood and runs through July 31st. You never know what happens here at SLB. Somebody will knock on our door. We'll open it up. And a few years ago, it ended up being a couple girls who sounded like this.
My name is Mariella. I'm 10 years old, and I live in Highland Park. And I like the color green and blue.
I'm Rosalia. I'm 9 years old. I live in Highland Park. I go to school at Sacred Heart, and my favorite colors is blue, green, dark purple, then yellow.
50 Nifty United States from 13 original colonies. 50 Nifty stars on the flag that billow so beautifully in the breeze. Each individual state comes contribute a quality that is great. Each individual state, we take a bow, we salute them now. 50 nifty United States from 13 original colonies. Shout 'em, scat 'em, tell all about 'em, one by one, till we've given a name to every state in the USA. Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, North Carolina, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, Virginia, Washington, West Virginia, Wisconsin, Wyoming, North, South, East, West, and a calm, objective opinion. Pennsylvania is the best of the 50 nifty United States from 13 original colonies. Shout 'em, scat 'em, tell all about 'em, one by one, till we've given a name to every state in the good old USA.
Done from memory live after visiting, or wow, visiting our studios. Thank you, girls. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, Alexis Thompson, and Chad Green, and in a moment, Pittsburgh Festival Opera. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a great network of community radio stations, plus internet radio stations and streaming services, including KRDP, Indie Community Radio in Phoenix, Loudspeaker 1, Fort Collins, Colorado, and slbradio.org/radio.
Down Freedom Highway, oh yeah.
I knew that was Rhiannon Giddens when I started that song. And I almost forgot, because that's a bit of a different sound for her. It's called Freedom Highway. And it's from her 2017 album, also called Freedom Highway. Thanks for joining us here today. We'll have birthdays coming up a little later this segment. Also, I know it's a holiday weekend for many folks. We are appreciative of your simply being here. In just a moment, you're going to get a chance to meet two people from Pittsburgh Festival Opera. You'll also hear a little bit from the production of Rapunzel. We'll talk about their whole season, too.
The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation is devoted to helping children and families learn about herbs, their cultivation, and uses. Additional information about herbs is available from the Herb Society of America at herbsociety.org or at mjbergerfoundation.org.
Well, now it is time to allow you to meet two women from Pittsburgh Festival Opera. I'm so glad they're performing again. And off air briefly, I learned the answer to something I was wondering about last night, because I left last night and there was all sorts of activity around the new Hazlett Theater, which is in the building next door to ours, and it was Pittsburgh Festival Opera's activity that was taking place. I welcome Marianne Cornetti and Alicia Giorba.
Giorba.
I got close. welcome to you both. What was happening last night?
Hi, Larry. Good morning. Well, it was quite exciting. I was one of the Legends in the Limelight concert series guests soloists last night. I am the artistic director for Pittsburgh Festival Opera, and I was opening the season. And it was a wonderful evening and a wonderful turnout. We were very, very happy to have a really wonderful crowd. And it was my first time really singing a full concert since 3 years ago, and it was great to be back on stage.
I'll bet. And is this production also running tonight, or is it a different one tonight?
No, tonight our cabaret is happening, and that is with all of our young artists who are here, the Leslie Fleischner Young Artist Program. And there are 13 of these singers that I have chosen from around the country that are very, very talented, and tonight it is being directed by Lenore Nemitz, and it is a cabaret, and I hope that everybody can come out because it's going to be fantastic.
This is also at the new Hazlett, July 2nd, 7:30. It's called Divas After Dark. When you say young, do you mean under 20 or under 30?
It's somewhere between 22 and 30.
Yeah, that's amazing. And if you have not had a chance to hear operatic singing on stage, it's breathtaking when you realize how much sound, control, and power comes from a human being's voice. It's incredible to be in the presence of somebody singing operatically. How did you get interested in opera?
Oh, my goodness. Well, do you know, it's interesting you ask that question, because this cabaret that we're doing this evening is around, all of the young artists have said this also, and I even spoke about it last night in my concert. I really got started when I was much younger, in the church. But then, of course, I learned a lot of the Broadway tunes and whatnot. Being in high school, we were in Broadway shows and whatnot. We had our musicals that we had done. And that love of Broadway then gave me and so many others that opportunity to segue then into opera. And so I got started right out of high school, and I had wonderful teachers. And you are so right to say, Larry, it's amazing what one person, that sound, they can make from just training. And it is training. I mean, I'll be 60 this year, and I'm still studying. Because you have to keep your voice, you know, in shape. It's like anything else. If you don't, it goes away. So it's great to, you know, have this sound coming out of one person. It's truly amazing.
It sure is. And let's meet Alicia Jayorba, who's also here. Tell me a bit about yourself.
Oh, well, I grew up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I came to opera a little differently. I came through instrumental music. I went to the Performing Arts High School here in Pittsburgh and got interested in classical music that way. And it wasn't until I was in my mid-20s when I started studying voice.
Interesting. So you were part of Kappa and
yes.
its program. And then the Kappa, I'm sure, helped you discover a lot of things about yourself.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it was a wonderful, wonderful place. And I feel so lucky that I had the opportunity to experience all of these different types of music and music that I probably wouldn't have been exposed to otherwise. So my love for opera definitely started there.
Among the many productions coming up from Pittsburgh Festival Opera is a family opera that gives folks a chance to sample and learn about opera perhaps for the very first time. And opening up on July 9th, only two performances, right? Rapunzel, July 9th. At the aforementioned New Hazlett Theater, and that's a noon performance. So we might, July 9th is a Saturday. We might just be able to hear you warming up over here. And then on July 11th, is that the right date?
That's correct.
Shenley Plaza Tents, Monday, July
yes.
11th at 2 o'clock, a nice summertime performance in the afternoon at Shenley Plaza Tent. So Rapunzel will be presented operatically. Who came up with the book, I guess, to do Rapunzel this way?
Well, actually, this composer, Richard Brooks, is, you know, he's a very famous actor and he's in film and television and whatnot. And he wrote, of course, Rapunzel is a very old fairy tale that we know. And so we found this wonderful opera written by Richard, and it is absolutely charming. And our education director, Seamus Ricci, had found it, and we talked about it, and I said, this is absolutely, it's perfect for what we're looking for our children's opera for the year, and it's about a 40-minute opera, and it's absolutely adorable and charming. And it takes opera singers, and we have them. And so it's really, really lovely, really lovely. And, of course, Alicia is the Rapunzel, and she is a gorgeous Rapunzel.
Well, we're going to give you a chance to witness part of that right now. If you're just joining us, Pittsburgh Festival Opera is here, and we're going to hear a little bit of a sample. Do we need to set the stage at all as to what's happening before we hear you sing?
Sure. Rapunzel is in her tower, and this is right before she meets the prince. She's wishing to be free of this life where she's stuck and she wants to explore the world. So this is her in that moment. To be free as the wind when it blows, to be free as the stream when it flows, to lie in a meadow when the sun shines bright, or to smile at the moon and the stars in the night, to run in the rain, kick the snow in the lane, to go barefoot in sand, to hold somebody's hand, to be free, to be free. Only one wish, to be free.
Well, all I can say is wow, but just amazing. Can you, now you heard that over the radio, can you imagine hearing that in person? Probably without a need for microphones, I would imagine. Just coming right to you, whether you be outside at Chenley Plaza on Monday, coming up July 9th, I'm sorry, July 11th is the Monday performance at 2 o'clock, or July 9th, Saturday at noon at New Hazlett Theater. That was beautiful. And I can't imagine singing that at this hour of the day. How often are you singing to keep your voice as it is? Is it like a musician would be playing his or her instrument quite frequently during the day? Do you have to do that when you sing also?
I sing all day, every day. But I do. I practice every single day. It does take dedication just as much as if you were learning to play the piano or play the violin. I grew up playing cello, so I learned to practice every single day.
Can anybody learn to sing opera, or is it a select few that have the biology for it, the ability to breathe properly? I guess some are probably more naturals than others.
I would say, yes, there are people who are just gifted. And everybody can probably learn how to breathe, but it's like anything else, Larry. Not everybody's an engineer. Not everybody's a doctor. It's the talent that you know, that you're given, and then there's something to work with. There are some singers who are great singers, and there are some singers who are just okay singers. But it is something that not everybody can do, and it takes absolute dedication. But on that other side of that, I have said many, many, many times, there are many Pavarottis in the world. You know, Luciano Pavarotti. There are many of them, but we just don't get to hear them. You know, and that there are many people around that have great voices, but maybe just not trained or whatever. So, I don't think everybody can just sing. Everybody can sing in the shower, can sing in the car, but it takes that special gifted person to be able to do it.
Yeah, and then combined with a lot of discipline, I just think there's a lot of mystery that people feel around opera for whatever reason. It's like, how does this work? Where does it come from? A lot of it is breathing and control, I think.
It absolutely is.
In addition to tone, timbre, and everything else.
But, right.
What else should folks know? We just have a couple minutes left. You've got just a whole, you're making up for lost time, a whole year's full of activities.
Do you know, thanks for the opportunity to speak about our festival coming up. I have been the artistic director for the last 3 years, and this is my first time where our festival is in person.
Wow.
And I'm thrilled to be able to say that we have really a wonderful lineup of performances coming up. Of course, I told you about the cabaret this evening, The Divas in the Dark, and then tomorrow we have The Telephone, Menotti's The Telephone. It's a 30-minute, one-act opera. And that is by our winner of the Mildred Miller International Voice Competition. Mildred Miller is the founder of Pittsburgh Festival Opera. And, of course, she's had this company since 1978. So we're taking the winner and one of the finalists, and they are singing that performance, plus the second half of that are arias and duets by them. And then next week, on the 8th and 10th, we have, again, our young artists singing what we're calling the showcase concerts, and they are 12 operatic scenes that are staged, costumed, and there's props and whatnot on stage, so they're fully produced, and that will be with all of our young artists the 8th and 10th, and then of course the 9th is Rapunzel, which we're very excited about, and the 11th, and then on the 12th, our Liza Strada, the movie that we made last year, is finally being premiered, and that's at the Row House Theater in Lawrenceville. And we're very excited for that. And then our last concert is with our young artists on the 13th at the Shenley Tent. And that is, we have the Legends in the Making concert that will be the thought process behind that is these are the young stars coming up, and they will be giving some scenes and arias. So it's a lot, but it's exciting.
It is. How can folks get more information about things? Folks may be driving right now or not able to take shorthand. There's a lot going on.
Yes, there is. If you go to PittsburghFestivalOpera.org, www.PittsburghFestivalOpera.org, you can go online. Everything is there. You know, all of the times and whatnot. You can buy tickets there. You can also go through the new Hazlet and purchase tickets there. But for the things that are not at the new Hazlet, you do have to go through our website too.
Well, thanks. That was the voice of Marianne Cornetti. And before you heard Alicia J. Yorba, thanks to both of you for being here today from Pittsburgh Festival Opera.
Thanks, Larry.
Thank
it's
you.
A pleasure.
Bring me your tired who yearn to be free, and I will give hope to the hopeless of thee. That's what the sign says, the one that we hung in New York on the island when the country was young. It says, come to America, come hear the noise, the passion, the color in the American voice. I've seen the promise in the dawn's early light, and I've heard the miracle tonight.
to the harbor where the green lady stands, holding her light high up in her hand. I've been to places where the people would give all that they have just to come here to live. To come to America, come here, the noise, the passion, the color, the American voice. I've seen the promise in the dawn's early light, and I've heard the miracle coming to me tonight. Well, there's them who would tell you that the whole thing's gone wrong, and there's them who will say it won't last very long. But it's easy to tear down, and it's easy. There's a brittle brown parchment in a little glass case that people still line up to read. There's a star-spangled poet in the midst of a war whose question keeps planting the seed. Oh, say, can you see? In the dawn's early light, and I've heard the miracle coming to me. It says, come to America, come hear the noise, the passion, the color in the American voice. I've seen the promise in the dawn's early light, and I've heard
that's Jay Hitt. Birthdays are coming up right now.
Happy 4th of July!
And happy birthday today to Anna Marie Hart of Aspinwall, Isadora of Mount Lebanon, and hello to Isabel, Tommy of Dormont, Ben in Westview from Collin, Donna of Harmony from Nancy, Rebecca of Greenfield, from Jim and Carla and the whole family. Tomorrow we have Samantha of Rhode Island, Caitlin of Dormont, Ivy of Indiana, David from your family, Jenny and Mars, Chelsea of Manesson, from Steve, Melissa, and Sarah, and Joanna of Brookline from Sally and Scott. Coming up on the 4th of July, we have Rick and Trafford, Barb of Point Breeze, Alexandra from Mom Melissa, Charlie, Emily from Brian and Moon, James and Washington from Nellie, Jeff, brother of Skip, and Alexis of Greensburg from Mom and Dad, and Jacob. On July 5th, we have Rue of Penn Hills, Lila of Mount Lebanon, Gia of Bridgeville, Sean Miller up in Oil City, Pennsylvania. He's turning the speed limit on some roads. And Brody, your grandparents really love you. Grandma Linda and Grandpa Fred wanted to be sure we wished you a happy birthday today. Happy birthday, Brody. Also, Leif and Denora. On July 6th, we have Patrick in Moon, Andre in Canfield, Ohio, from your family, Kurt in Mount Lebanon, RT Duck in Mount Lebanon, Spencer of Knox, Joey of Ben Haven, and Adam of Squirrel Hill. On July 7th, we have Oscar of Hookstown, Nicola of Point Breeze from Christopher, Betsy of Glen Willard, and John of Brentwood. On July 8th, we have Ian, Lydia of Ross, and Leonard, all celebrating birthdays. Send your birthdays to us, and we will be happy to announce them right here.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us their birthday information and address, and SLB will mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs, and send a card too. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org or P.O. Box 100092, Pittsburgh, PA 15233.
Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and slbradio.org/radio.